This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no home. Some of them have no trace of a home. You wouldn't even expect that blown right off their footing.
And President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia touring hard-hit areas. The president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A flu death to report. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
A child in Florida has become the first person to die from the flu this season. The child who tested positive for influenza B died sometime during the week of September 30th. Dr. Tara Narayula joined CBS this morning to talk about this tragic case.
What this is a strong, clear message to parents about the importance of vaccination. This vaccine is safe. It is the most effective tool we have. And we know that of the 180 deaths last year, 80% were in kids who were unvaccinated. And a recent study showed that the vaccine has the power to reduce deaths in healthy children by about two-thirds. When you look at the number of kids vaccinated last year for the flu, it's about 60%. That falls far short of the national goal of 80%. Why is this? This survey pointed out a lot of misconceptions. 30% of parents thought it caused autism. 30% thought it was a conspiracy. 30% said it doesn't work. And over half felt like the flu vaccine could give their kids the flu. None of these things are true.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Bangor, Maine, police investigating a threat against Republican Senator Susan Collins.
Our criminal investigation division is currently on scene and they are actively working this case. Currently, we have no information that would suggest the public at large is in any danger.
Police Sergeant Wade Betters says a suspicious letter sent to her house. U.S. Capitol Police will be taking over the investigation.
The senator has been made aware. Any further questions as the investigation continues should be directed to the U.S. Capitol Police.
A hazmat team assessing the letter. Collins, of course, one of the key yes votes during Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. Well, just when you think Congress is dysfunctional, listen to this report from USA Radio's Chris Barnes about the British House of Commons.
A report says Britain's House of Commons is a sometimes dysfunctional workplace in which bullying and sexual harassment have long been tolerated and concealed. That's according to an independent inquiry released on Monday. In the highly critical report, former High Court Judge Laura Cox says a culture of deference, subservience, acquiescence, and silence has helped inappropriate behavior thrive within the seat of British democracy. Parliament commissioned the inquiry in March after allegations of inappropriate behavior were made against several lawmakers and Commons staff members. Cox says Commons staff spoke of being subjected to bullying, sexual and racial harassment, and lots of inappropriate touching.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Sebastian Gorka, as promised, joins us now. And we're going to be talking about his new book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. I want you to listen to this quote, and this will give you an idea of where this is going. He says, the left has a plan to destroy all the institutions we love, whether it's the media, whether it's education. They've been doing it for 40 years now. Look at the colleges. I'll give you a metric. The Victims of Communism Foundation did a poll. 42% of millennials, 42% wish that America was a socialist country. 25% can't tell you why Auschwitz is important. It is that shocking. Dr. Gorka, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, Dr. Gorka, this is the shocking reality of the America we live in today, is so many of the young people have been indoctrinated at their parents' expense, and we wonder why America is in the position it is.
Absolutely. I was with friends in North Carolina at the weekend, and one of them has a son at Harvard, and she was telling me that Harvard sent out an email saying they are providing grief counseling to those students who require it after the Kavanaugh confirmation. Mm. And this isn't a joke.
Yeah.
And that's a $70,000 a year school. I just think about our grandfathers storming the beaches at Normandy who never got grief counseling. And now students at the most prestigious, or one of the most prestigious colleges in America, need it because a democratically elected president chose his associate justice for the Supreme Court. This is the insanity that conservatives have allowed to take over the country. But thank the good Lord, Donald Trump is in the White House.
Well, Dr. Gorka, you know, is it any wonder when you think of how few Americans go to the front lines today to defend the cause for freedom? You know, with so few Americans defending freedom today, as I say, is it any wonder the Republic is at its most vulnerable point, I believe, in my lifetime anyway?
Well, that's a factor, but it's not an excuse.
Mm-hmm. No.
Because, you know, as I write in Why We Fight, this is a decades-long process. When you allow individuals such as Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers, who were domestic terrorists, we have to remember the Weather Underground detonated explosive devices at the Pentagon and at the Chicago. This is more than just the lack of people wearing uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, it gets down to the fundamentals, you know, of rule and, the law and order and law and order that we have in this country. There's been such a breakdown of that. I mean, the fact that you can have somebody who is a domestic terrorist teaching our kids now and being paid and as if we're endorsing that kind of philosophy.
We owe a great debt of gratitude to the late Andrew Breitbart, and he identified the fact that politics is downstream from culture, and the conservative America just surrendered the culture to the left, starting in the 1960s. Whether it's the media, Hollywood, whether it's our schools, whether it's politics, it became covered in a layer of political correctness that was almost impenetrable. And you know, I talk about in Why We Fight the need to push back, because these are not American values. The idea that the federal government is going to dictate that teenage boys can go and use the girls' changing rooms just because they feel that today their name is Julie, that's insanity. We wouldn't have stood for that. Our fathers would never have stood for that. But now it became a reality under President Obama. So if Donald Trump hadn't won the election, I dread to think where we would be now under Hillary, exactly. But he did. But everybody has a part to play in clawing back the republic we love.
Well, and that's the thing. I guess my point that I was trying to make earlier, Dr. Gorka, and that is that, you know, you and I can talk about the America we love, and we get it. And there's a percentage of people across this country, but still there are too many, particularly of the young people, that are given place and given more coverage than they deserve, and that is who we're fighting against, is it not? This enemy of freedom.
Well, there's a depth of understanding, and when you allow the radicals to, you know, Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers knew their Trotsky, they even knew their Hitler, and both Trotsky and Hitler and Lenin said, give me their children, I will own their future. So
exactly.
when you have people who are being sold the lie that Venezuela is a nice place to live, when you get sold the lie that America is built upon an evil patriarchy, despite the fact that America has freed more people than any other country in the world, that capitalism has raised innumerable, no other system of government has raised as many people out of poverty and deprivation than free markets. When the reverse is being taught to our youth, you get such things as Bernie Sanders being a popular candidate for the president.
Well, Dr. Gorka, sadly, I mean, if these kids were on you put them on a bus and send them to Venezuela with their lunch money, they'd find out real quick that they couldn't even afford a loaf of bread, right?
Right. I mean, my perspective is informed by my parents. My parents lived through it. They, as children, they lived through the Nazi occupation of Hungary. My father then resisted the communists, was arrested, was betrayed, was tortured, was sent into a political prison with a life sentence, only to escape in the Hungarian Revolution. So for me, this stuff isn't theoretical.
Exactly.
It's real. And I understand it's hard to relate if you're born here in America, but these things are still happening. Mm-hmm. There are still political prisoners in Cuba. There are still political prisoners in North Korea, in China. Venezuela is a literal basket case that is collapsing because of its socialist economy. So it's really the difference between utopian fantasies that led to the death of 100 million people in the last century versus reality and the true glorious history of the greatest nation on God's earth, the United States of America.
Amen. Well, Dr. Sebastian Gorka is with us. We're talking about his book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. Is this book a call to arms, Dr. Gorka?
It's a re-rally. It's a cri de coeur. It's a call to remember who we are as a nation, and to make sure that Reagan's warning is heeded. He told us not too long ago, the loss of liberty is always but one generation away.
Exactly.
And in 2016, we almost lost it. Somebody said to me, we had 2 wheels over the cliff. I said, wrong. We had 3 wheels over the cliff, and Hillary almost pushed the car over.
Exactly.
Now, in a month's time, in 3 weeks' time, we have an an even larger test where we've only just begun to make America great again. And if we take it for granted, the security, the economy, the crushing of ISIS, the record lows in unemployment, if we take it for granted, we could lose it all if we sit back and let the radical Democrat Party screeching at the door of the Supreme Court if we allow them to win the midterms.
We've got more from Dr. Sebastian Gorka after this. Stay with us, America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
As promised, back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here with you. And our conversation with Dr. Sebastian Gorka continues as we discuss his book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. And, you know, this is the thing, Dr. Gorka, is that America needs to realize that it is fighting for its very soul, do we not?
I point people to perhaps the president's most important speech to date, which is the one he gave in Warsaw. And the Polish government wanted him to give his speech in a fancy location downtown. We said, no, we want him standing next to the monument to the Warsaw uprising. And they finally acquiesced. And in the penultimate paragraph, watch the video, read the speech, he says something that sends shivers down any patriot's spine. He says, the question is a simple one. Does the West, does Judeo-Christian civilization have the will to defend the values upon which it was built?
Exactly.
Under Obama, it didn't, because he apologized for us. He saw all the ills of the world as emanating from the United States. Finally, we have a commander-in-chief who believes that we are the greatest nation on God's earth and is allowing us to retake our position as a shining city on the hill. But it takes all of us. It's not just him. He's only one man. He may be the most powerful man in the world, but he needs all of us to support him on social media, talking to your friends, your colleagues, and at the ballot box. If you think it's enough for you to go and vote, then we may lose it all. You've got to get your friend versus staying at home out there to be part of this armada that is going to free the sea lanes for all of us.
Exactly. Well, and here we are, as you say, we're at a critical point in our country. The pundits would want us to believe that 2016 was an anomaly, but we can be grateful to reasonable people in Main Street America that get it. Certainly the church, evangelicals came out in numbers to support this president, and it continues. I mean, it's not one and done. The battle continues, and we need to stay, as you say, vigilant to the cause, and really, for America, you know, this idea, you know, like we talked about, Main Street American evangelicals, you know, they get the idea that we have to win this battle for the very soul of our country, but we need reinforcements. And this is what the midterm elections is all about, is to send reinforcements to support this president and to build upon the winning ways that we've enjoyed in the first 2 years of this presidency.
Yeah, it's not just about the nominations. It doesn't matter whether you're an evangelical or Catholic or what have you. It's a very simple dividing line. Do you believe that evil exists? Mm-hmm. If you believe evil exists, then you know that there are people, there are nations that wish to destroy us. China is right up there, the global jihadi movement. If you understand that evil isn't something from fairy tales or comic books, then you know that America is the front line defense against those evil actors. Mm. So yes, very much. A spiritual call to arms, and Why the Fight talks about great Americans that have given their all. There's four stories in there. I talk about the present American, what the president's going to do about them, but then I talk about four great Americans going right back to the Barbary Wars, Captain Stephen Decatur, and then after Whitaker Chambers, who was Judge Kavanaugh decades before Judge Kavanaugh was even born. So yes, it very much is the dividing line between those who live in some kind of utopian expectation and those who live in the real world and understand that evil will win if good men do nothing.
Exactly. And you bring up Whitaker Chambers, and you detail his story in your book. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yeah, this is a man who never wore a uniform or carried a gun, but he's as much a hero as anybody else in American history. He was a communist before World War II. He was actually a covert agent of the Soviet Union. He was running messages between Moscow and their key subversive agents inside the U.S. government. And then during the war, he changed his perspective. He saw Stalin make an agreement with Hitler. He saw the evils of the Soviet Union, and he became a patriot. He found Jesus, and he became an American patriot. After the war, he decided it is his duty to tell the government who the people are that he worked with, who are still subversive in the U.S. government. He told the White House they weren't interested. He told the FBI they weren't interested. And then he told Congress, and he told a very young Richard Nixon, that I know where the agents are. Mm-hmm. And in the first televised
course, Nancy Pelosi declared it. I mean, she just came out and said, this is what we do. This is our strategy, right?
Right.
And people were like...
Thank the Lord, the president did what in response. Saturday before last, he, from the White House, in front of the world, said, this man is innocent. And he apologized to him. He apologized on behalf of the Democrats for this man and his family, because what they did was absolute filth. And that's why November is more important this year than it was even in 2016.
Well, America needs to understand that we are at war, and this has been the issue on many fronts, Dr. Gorka, previously, is that, you know, this country has had a hard time, you know, reconciling itself with war. I mean, you've got its enemies staring in your face with their hands on their hips saying, we want you dead and gone. I don't know what else we need to hear, do we?
No, it's nice. You live in the real world, you understand it. You look at what China is doing to our friends and partners in Southeast Asia. You see Russia invading its neighboring countries and taking that territory for themselves. You see, before we came into the White House, you see North Korea launching ballistic missiles over the Sea of Japan. You see Iran destabilizing the whole of the Middle East. But, you know, thankfully, on January the 20th last year, a new commander-in-chief was sworn in, and now we are dealing with those threats, but we need at least another 6 years of Donald Trump in the White House and Republicans holding the Senate and the House, and then finally we will get to a place where we are, you know, safe once more, the economy is stronger than ever, and our enemies will be afraid of us, which is as it should be.
As the president has stated, Dr. Gorka, why would you fire somebody in midterm after they've been doing a great job for you? The mainstream media is doing everything they can to upend and to participate with the left and the Democrats to, you know, hurt this government and to hurt we the people.
Their only message, literally the Democrats' only message, is that we wish to sabotage this president.
Yes.
It's fundamentally un-American. Now, you can have political differences, but to sabotage a president who has been more successful than maybe any other president in modern history. I mean, we have the biggest economy we've ever had. Yes. We have the lowest unemployment in 50 years. We just increased the defense budget by an increment. Just the increment is larger than any NATO defense budget amongst all of our allies. But you wish to do what? Bring back ISIS?
Yes.
You wish to raise our taxes? When they say that they wish to dismantle ICE.
Well, we've got to leave it there. Dr. Sebastian Gorka has been our guest. His new book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies, with no apologies. It'll be linked on our website, available at all the usual places. Make sure you get your hands on it. And warrior up. That's all we got to say. Dr. Gorka, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no home. Some of them have no trace of home. You wouldn't even know, just got blown right off their footing.
And President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia touring hard-hit areas. The president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
I'm going to tell you something, Flacca, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere. When I come down here to Texas, I was looking for something. I didn't know what. It seems like you add up my life, and I'd spend it all either stomping other men or, in some cases, getting stomped. Had me some money and had me some medals, but none of it seemed a lifetime worth the pain of the mother that bore me. It was like I was empty. Well, I'm not empty anymore. I feel useful in this old world. To hit a lick against what's wrong, or to say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
Back with you, America. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, new word for the day. It's an interesting word, but you'll know and understand more about it in just a moment. Primary axillary hyperhidrosis, okay, have you ever heard that before? Well, it's known as excessive underarm sweating. It's a chronic medical condition that results in sweating beyond what is needed for a normal body regulation. So I guess if that's what you're dealing with, you probably already know about primary axillary hyperhidrosis, and maybe you don't, and maybe you should know about it, okay? So this is what it's all about. The condition affects nearly 10 million people in the United States, with men and women having similar prevalence. People with any form of hydrosis generally produce 4 to 5 times more sweat than average to deal with heat or stress. A significant number of people report that the condition is burdensome and affects nearly all aspects of their life, as you can imagine. Here to talk with us is Dr. Joshua Zeichner. He's with dermatology, with Zeichner Dermatology in New York City, as seen in Allure Magazine and Women's Health. Dr. Zeichner, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. So let's, from the doctor, let's hear it from your voice. What exactly is primary axillary hyperhidrosis, and, you know, what causes it?
Yeah, so as you just said, excessive underarm sweating is a huge issue. It affects up to 10 million Americans, and, you know, men and women are equally affected, and it can even start in childhood.
Wow. So it's pretty much equal opportunity then, huh?
Yeah, so it's a huge issue. We don't understand exactly what's going on, but we know that there's overactivity of the nervous system. And as you said, patients who suffer make a lot more sweat than the average person, and they make a lot more sweat than they need to keep their body temperature under control.
Mm-hmm. So we don't know exactly what causes it, right?
Yeah, we really don't know, but we know it has a huge impact on quality of life. Mm-hmm. And up to 85% of patients, you know, report feeling embarrassed. 75% of patients say that it's difficult for them to be in public. And you can imagine, if you had a lot of underarm sweating, you'd sweat right through your clothing, you couldn't wear what you wanted to wear, you may not do the activities or have the interpersonal relationships than you would have normally.
Yeah, as you say, and according to this report, 85% report feeling embarrassed, 64% feel judged by others because of their hyperhidrosis. You know, this is like an anchor you're carrying around through your everyday life, right?
Yeah, it's a huge issue, and what I want your listeners to take from this is that this is a medical condition. This is not just a cosmetic issue, and we have a brand new FDA-approved medication to help treat this called Qbrexza.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about Qbrexza.
Yeah, so Qbrexza, and that's spelled Qbrexza, is a medicated cloth or a towelette, and it's individually wrapped. You can get it by prescription from your dermatologist, and it should be applied once daily to the underarm. Mm-hmm. And what's really important is that after you apply, you need to wash your hands well to get off any excess medication from your fingertips.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I understand that this is for adults and children as well?
Yeah, so what's really great about this medication is that it's approved down to the age of 9 years old. So FDA-approved kids and adults, down to 9 years old.
Wow. This has got to be a big help for people who deal with this. Also in this report, it says 61%, and you can only imagine that this would affect their choice in clothing as well, that report that hyperhidrosis influences their choice of clothing.
Oh, sure. I have a lot of patients who come in, and they say they only want to wear black because you really can't see the sweat stains in black. But if you look at some of those colors in the mid-tones, the grays, the light blues, pink, unfortunately, you really can see sweat, staining through those colors.
Now, with the sweat, are they dealing with odor as well?
Yeah, so sweat and odor go hand in hand, but it really is different from every patient. But this drug is not approved for odor. It really is approved for the excessive sweating.
Right, exactly. Also, the survey showed that 75% of the people say that because of the condition, they find it difficult being in public. I can imagine. I mean, you're constantly checking yourself and, your sense of confidence and, I guess peace of being around others in a public location could be greatly affected.
Yeah, it's a huge issue. I mean, could you imagine if you had to give a presentation in front of your peers, at work, or if you're at school, or if you're on a first date? Patients feel really self-conscious, and they may not actively pursue the activities that they would otherwise be interested in.
Well, we're visiting with Dr. Joshua Zeichner, board-certified in dermatology and the director of cosmetic and clinical research at Zeichner Dermatology. And Dr. Zeichner, we talked about Qbrexza as being this, being able to apply it to the body, and you apply it once a day. And the cloth, you say, can that cloth be reused, or is it once and done?
Yeah, so this is a one-and-done treatment. Your dermatologist will give you a prescription with a month's supply of these individually packaged towelettes. It should be opened up one swipe under each underarm during the day. Then it should be disposed of. And as I mentioned before, you need to make sure that you wash your hands thoroughly after applying the medication.
Mm-mm. And again, why is this treatment so important?
Yeah, so it's really important that we have good treatments for medical conditions. And underarm sweating affects 10 million Americans. It is a huge medical condition that can impact quality of life. So we need good medications to treat medical conditions and help patients feel as good about themselves as they can.
So anything else that they should be aware of that are dealing with this? I mean, I'm sure, their friends, come alongside and can offer some support, in terms of dealing with this, and they probably already do to a degree. But, of course, knowledge precedes action, and this is some great information. So anything else that they should be aware of?
Yeah, I think that hopefully this will just open up the conversation, because this is not something that people are commonly talking about, with their friends. Maybe their family members will know. But for someone who's suffering from excessive sweating, usually it's something that they're hiding. So I want to bring this to light, make sure that people who are listening who aren't talking about it know that there's a good treatment for it.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this symptomatic? I mean, does this like just, you know, come upon people, or this is something they've been dealing with since birth?
Yeah, so it really depends on the person. For many people who are suffering, it actually starts when they're young in adolescence or when they're going through puberty. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we see it in kids even younger than that. But again, it really depends on the person. And these patients are making more sweat than they need to control their body temperature, more sweat than you'd expect them to make in response to emotional stress.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something that we can do about it now.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Joshua Zeichner has been our guest from Zeichner Dermatology in New York City, as seen in Allure Magazine and Women's Health. Dr. Zeichner, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, so for all your listeners out there, check out the website for this medication, Qbrexza.com. Again, that's spelled Qbrexza. Qbrexza.com, and not only is there information on this new treatment, but there's also a resource to help you locate a board certified dermatologist in your area.
Well, Dr. Joshua Zeichner, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hey, Bill, you haven't noticed? The left is unhinged!
They have used the power that they have gotten for all the wrong things. They want to keep themselves in power. They want to cater to the special interests. It is time for us as Democrats to be as tough as they are, to be as dedicated as they are, to be as committed as they are. Michelle always says, Michelle Obama, I love her, you know, she and my wife, like, really tight, which always scares me and Barack. But Michelle always says that, you know, when they go low, we go up. No. When they go low, we kick. When they go low, we kick. When they go low, we kick.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is unhinged. I don't know what else to tell you, but it is the order of the day. And, of course, the mainstream media, you know, helps the cause by focusing more on that instead of, you know, a lot of civil exchanges that are taking place in between. But that's kind of got lost in the morass and the vitriol. And here to kind of sort it out for us, we always appreciate her sense of peace and calmness. I know Tom tells me all the time that he is so grateful for Deneen because she balances out his life, and we can appreciate that. Deneen is the host, Deneen Borelli, the host on CRTV.com, an on-demand subscription-based video programming website, a contributor with Fox News. She's appeared regularly on Hannity, Fox and Friends, you name it. We see her on TV all the time. And today you get to hear her here on Bill Martinez Live. Deneen, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And, you know, to that point, you know, that I was sharing about you and Tom, I really appreciate you. You are such a blessing, you too. How you bless us with, you know, the pictures. You guys just, you guys are having fun. In the midst of all the insanity, you guys still make sure that you have plenty of room to have a good time.
Is a team effort, Bill, and we're very thankful that we're able to work together, we're able to travel together, and we agree politically.
Yes.
So that's half the battle right there.
Yeah.
But hey, I got to tell you, these are really trying times right now. We also traveled together for another reason, for safety.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, you mentioned how unhinged the left has become. The radical left has just really lost their minds, even from the day of losing the presidential election. Things have gotten so much worse in our country, and all Americans should be watching and should be alarmed at what is going on.
Mm-hmm. And it's, Deneen, it's almost like nobody wants to take responsibility for it, because whenever you say, hey, look, you know, you've got people over here, you know, trying to knock down the door in the Supreme Court. I'm all for protesting. This government demands an activated citizenry, but there needs to be a spirit of civility at the same time. And even though, like that one soundbite with Eric Holder, suggesting, of course, he said, well, you kind of misunderstood. I was just kind of kidding. Well, the problem is, you know, words matter, and especially for somebody who is the former attorney general of this country, making that kind of statement, it is a bit irresponsible in much the same way that sometimes our president says things I wish he'd rather not have said or tweeted, because it adds to that that negative recipe, so to speak, that rises the level of incivility, does it not?
Well, this adds to the vitriol of what we're seeing across the country in certain aspects. You have Eric Holder with his comments, Hillary Clinton saying that the time to be civil is no longer. You have Maxine Waters, who is calling for people to get in the faces of Trump cabinet members and Trump supporters. And this is giving license to people to do just what they are saying.
Yeah.
It's in your face. activism, and it's reckless and it's dangerous. And instead of debating issues and talking about issues and how do we solve problems that are going on in our country, you have the unhinged left that is taking matters in their own hands with this in-your-face activism from our politicians to Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. And that is not the route to go. And listen, I condemn all acts of violence. I don't care what end of the spectrum you're on. Violence is not good. If you want to debate issues, that's one thing. But getting in people's faces and threatening them and harassing them, that is not the route to go.
Well, and compelling them to your way of thinking doesn't work either. I mean, this is proven time and again, and this is what it measures, as far as I'm concerned, what Hillary Clinton is saying. Basically, hey, we're going to continue burning down, school buildings and getting in people's faces until the Democrats are back in power again. I mean, that's the bottom line of what she said, is it not?
That's what she said, and not only that, I think voters of both ends of the spectrum should be alarmed and taking notes and watching what is happening, because who would want that kind of leadership in Washington, D.C., especially if Democrats are able to get in power with the House? Mm-hmm. Why would you want that kind of activism, that unhinged, radical activism running government in Washington, D.C.? That is not what Americans want. And why are they doing this? They're doing this because, A, they hate President Trump, mm-hmm. and they hate his policies, which, by the way, are helping all Americans.
Exactly.
When you look at unemployment, for example, record low unemployment numbers, more jobs than there are people to fill them. I mean, these are the policies that the left detests because they believe more in the power of big government than in the power of individuals.
Well, and you talked about it in your book, Blacklash, about, putting people back on the plantation again. And the thing is what the government was doing. I mean, I know that, being black and having a book titled Blacklash, people are thinking, well, that is, it's a black-centric book. It isn't really. It is anybody that's poor, anybody that's in need, whether you're Hispanic, people of color, you're just, you're poor and you're without. This is the direction that Democratic policies were putting you in. They were making you beholden, and they were putting you, in a sense, on a 21st century plantation mindset and paradigm, were they not?
Well, that's exactly right, Bill. When you look at Democrat policies, they want higher taxes. They want more regulations. And again, they believe more in big government than smaller government. And look at the attacks against Kanye West, for example.
Exactly.
He is the left's worst nightmare because he met with President Trump and was talking about fixing Chicago, the crime, the failed schools, better jobs. Opportunities. These are some of the issues that he raised. President Trump said he was open to any suggestions, and the left has been pillaging Kanye from day one, even before he sat down to meet with President Trump, because they want Kanye to sit down and shut up. That's what Maxine Waters wants. Mm-hmm. She says that he talks out of turn. I mean, my goodness, he is promoting people to think independently, especially black Americans who overwhelmingly vote Democrat and have been doing so for many, many years.
Right. It has been a bit monolithic, but becoming less and less. I mean, about 15% now of the black vote, responded to President Trump's encouragement, saying, look, what have you got to lose? And look what's happened. I mean, you talk about record job numbers. I mean, since his presidency, the new numbers are 7.1 million jobs have been created under this president. And here we are heading into the midterms, and you want to fire the guy? You want to make it more difficult by bringing people in that are going to be a detriment? And the thing is, Denise, I think about it. I go, this is our tax money, our hardworking tax money
paying for this kind of incompetence. You know, if and the incompetence I'm pointing to is this resistance that's there, that they walk away still with what, $180,000 a year, and we're paying Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi all this money. Of course, Nancy as the minority leader gets a little bit more than that, but regardless, it's just, hey, it's our hard-earned money, and we're paying for this kind of incompetence when we've got over 7 million new jobs created under this presidency, an economy that is reaching numbers that Barack Obama and his other economic acolytes said would never happen, that Donald Trump must be waving some sort of Harry Potter wand or something if he thinks he's ever going to get above 3%. But here we are at 4.2, and we're probably looking at fourth quarter GDP better than that, and I think we're going to approximate probably closer to 5% GDP. Well, I tell you, that heals a lot of ills in this country when you start, having this kind of robust economy, do you not?
That's right. Well, when people see firsthand bonuses and higher wages and more job opportunities, no matter who you support, Republican, Democrat, people are looking at their pocketbook. These are kitchen table issues, and they are looking at what is benefiting them and their families. This is why the liberal media doesn't want to talk about the successes of President Trump's accomplishments and his policies. 6% black unemployment, again, more jobs than there are people to fill them. People are getting bonuses, higher wages because of the Trump tax cuts, which, by the way, not one Democrat supported.
Exactly.
So if you just look at that topic just right there, how no Democrat supported the tax cuts, you're going to start thinking and taking another look at the policies that are harming you, harming your family with high taxes, with high regulations. Why would you support those policies that would be harmful to you and your family?
And, Deneen, what we're talking about isn't Republican rhetoric. This is the very words that Nancy Pelosi has used. Bye-bye tax cuts, and you better get ready to usher in an Uber-level type of investigation that will be taking place. We will be bogged down with impeachment hearings to no end, again, at the people's expense. How do you like me now?
Yeah, well, Nancy Pelosi is well off, and she obviously does not care about her constituents or other voters across the country.
Well, Deneen, as we wrap things up, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you and your website.
Absolutely. CRTV.com. Check out my weekly Here's the Deal videos and also my website, DeneenBorelli.com, and I'm on Twitter and Facebook.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
It's a no-brainer.